With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. All eyes on the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt, where the U.S. and international mediators appeared close to reaching a deal for a humanitarian ceasefire that would allow aid in and allow foreigners to exit Gaza. Rafah was shut down nearly a week ago because of Israeli airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, however, says there's no such ceasefire, as hundreds of people are gathering on the Palestinian side of the crossing. Dr. Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, tells the Salem Radio Network the resolve of the Israeli people is ironclad.
I have been attending funerals and mourning sessions, shivas, and I talk to the families. People want vengeance. People want to end the Hamas threat, to uproot Hamas, destroy Hamas, virtually at any cost.
President Biden favors the elimination of militant terrorists who target Israel, but he also supports a future Palestinian state.
The president backs Israel's right to defend itself and believes taking out Hamas and Hezbollah is a necessary requirement. However, interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, he warned against an Israeli occupation of Gaza. The president said there's a difference between Hamas terrorists and Palestinian civilians.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president also does not think American troops would be necessary on the ground. Also at SRNNews.com, a recent survey of Americans confirms President Biden's low job approval.
The tally comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It reports only about 4 in 10 approve of how Joe Biden is handling his presidency, while 61% disapprove, numbers which have stayed consistently low over the past 2 years. Drilling down, only 32% support Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. economy, while only 31% back his management of the federal budget.
George Williams reporting. This is SRN News. National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election officials confirmed voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November ballot will exceed the number of signatures needed. Many parents are seeking alternatives to public classrooms due to disputes over the LGBTQ plus agenda and political issues. This is SRN News. The tech industry keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial.
If government regulators prevail in the trial, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. It could also raise prices if Google is banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones and web browsers. Jason Walker reporting.
Was a speeding ticket like no other when a Georgia man received a $1.4 million ticket. Officials say the figure was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. He received the citation after getting pulled over last month doing 90 in a 55 zone. The actual fine will be determined in court. More news at SRNNews.com.